ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of...
I guess that's how we're starting the show. Look, man, from now on.
Yeah, that's it. That was good. That's for the newcomers.
It is, yeah. All the new people listening
the
to this.
The who-comers?
Yeah.
Who-comers.
The newcomers.
Who?
Watching Joel Schumacher films. I fucked that up real fast. Oh, God. It's fine. Tom, just
no, this
cut
is all
it.
Staying in.
No,
this is all staying
cut
in.
It, and then we'll start with Tom saying, like, hey. Hi, everybody. Hey, did you know Brian Adams killed his wife? I'm Tom. I'm an ass.
I'm sad you guys are friends again.
So are we.
Before the episode started recording, Adam and I had convinced Tom for a good 8 minutes or so that Brian Adams murdered his wife and is banned from Canada because he's got warrants.
And as if the U.S. and Canada don't have any kind of extradition agreement.
Like, we would never get a hold of him.
Yeah. We would totally send
him. He announces
back.
Where he is all the time.
Right. It's sort of a big part of how he makes money, is letting people know where he's going to be.
Yeah, all you need is one cop buying a front row ticket.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
I bet a lot of cops buy tickets to Brian Adams shows.
Yeah.
This is Tom and Jeff Watch Batman.
This is Tom and Jeff Discuss Brian Adams.
Discuss Brian Adams. I think this is a free episode, right?
This is a free episode. We are in our first anniversary free extravaganza. Mm-hmm.
No, it was better when you said it and I didn't say anything.
I'm going to be honest. I feel like that's going to be a theme.
Right.
For all of today.
I'm not feeling great today.
Oh, boy. You know what? I go to the farmer's market and I buy these cheese discs. You know, these, like, the guy bakes them and they're like chip replacements, you know? I was driving in my car, I was crazy hungry and there was traffic, and I accidentally ate like five full, like, larger than sand dollars.
I kept eating them. And then you had to slam on your brakes really fast and they all into your maw.
That's not an accident.
They're like the size of like tea saucers, you know, like that you put a teacup on. Mm-hmm. And I ate five of them.
My instinct would be to get those in the refrigerator immediately.
No, they're a room temp situation.
Hmm.
Either way, my stomach is really not a fan of my behavior.
Well, you're
today.
Not going to shit for a few days now.
Yeah, I know, but I'm still getting all that bloat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
Dairy bloat. You know how it is.
Yeah. Dairy bloat.
So this movie's about dairy bloat.
Yeah, so this is where... No, we're continuing.
By the way, 2 minutes, 45 seconds into recording.
We haven't even mentioned...
The movie, The Guest.
Anything.
The Loot, The Warrant, The Crook. Wait, no, that's
no, that's still right.
We're doing Batman Forever.
Yeah, we're doing our remastering, our rebooting of the four original films, and we're on Batman Forever now.
And fuck, man, this I've been like having to do these in installments, and this one is it's hard to get through.
Batman Forever?
When you're taking notes like this?
Oh, sure.
Like, I mean, we're talking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 pages of notes.
You're sitting
this.
There with the screenplay.
I might as well be.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's aggressive. Mm. And the first thing that I want to note is that we are joined by international criminal.
Man of mystery.
Man of...
Interpol's most wanted.
Yeah.
The band, though.
Yes. They've been trying to get him to join for years.
Man of leisure.
They want me in the band because I sound like this.
You sound like Gary Newman.
I'm in the band because I sing in the band, and I'm now in the band. My name is Adam Todd Brown.
The guy from Interpol.
You guys
Adam Todd Brown. You know
it's
me.
It's crazy, man.
He was briefly in Snow Patrol.
Was he?
Wasn't he?
Are you doing it to us now?
Yeah.
Are they different? Do you know Snow Patrol murdered Interpol?
There's Brian Adams killed Snow Patrol?
It was a thing on one of those fests. It was like the iHeartRadio festival, and it was really rough.
It was just a brutal stabbing. Nobody could do anything to stop it.
I want to add, opening here, that we see cock within the first 3 seconds of this film.
Do we? And I missed it?
It's when it's like it starts with the gearing up.
Yeah.
And it's like dick. Like, he just turned... It's not full anatomical.
Oh, right. We
but
see,
it's like
right.
you see
his codpiece.
His
oh, sure.
Big,
yeah, yeah,
smooth
yeah.
cock area
mm-hmm. yeah.
within 3 seconds of that movie.
That armored tadpole
and,
right in your face.
And Joel Schumacher is just saying, buckle up, motherfuckers.
There's a lot of dick in this movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
A lot of outlines of a lot of dicks.
He's right.
And but then he's... a whole character named Dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coincidental, but fitting.
Ooh.
Joel Schumacher, the more I'm removed from his two movies, yeah, the more I respect his decision to fucking just slam on the gas and just crash through everything.
I think, I mean, we were talking about this before we started recording. I loved this movie when it came out in 1995. Yeah. Watched it so many times. I've probably seen this film, I don't know, 100 times.
Oh, God.
That's a lot.
And I super liked it when I was a preteen, a middle schooler.
Yeah.
Just as being like, oh, this is a rad Batman movie. And then, you know, I kind of cooled on it as I got older. I'm like, this is really goofy. And like now that I'm older, I've come full circle back around to appreciating it and thinking it's cool because it's 60s Batman.
It is. It's like if you were like, hey, let's make 60s Batman, but we're going to make it gay as fuck and we're not going to explain anything. Because Joel Schumacher has admitted when he's making these movies, he's like, these guys are so gay. Like, yeah, why are we pretending that this isn't a super gay team? And he just fucking rolled with it.
He really did.
I respect it.
Yeah, for sure. And the anatomically correct costumes are like, he's like, well, they're Greek statues.
Were there nipple discs at first?
Yes.
And did they go away at some point?
At the end of the movie, he puts on a nippleless suit.
Okay, yeah.
That's to symbolize a metamorphosis.
Well, it has a bigger bat symbol on it that goes over top of the nipples, I think is the practical reason.
The bat symbol is one giant nipple.
It's just a nipple with wings.
He changes his name legally to Nipple Man.
It looks like a mole.
Because you wouldn't want that. Mole. You would want something protecting your nips. Someone who doesn't... You have to Band-Aid up if you run a marathon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Or your nipples will bleed profusely.
Yeah.
If you check out my Instagram, I have a picture of a guy who was just standing outside of Vons after having run a marathon, just bleeding through his shirt. It's great. It looked like he got shot twice.
Just nursing the devil.
Horrifying.
Getting shot to help cancer. Oh, man. So we start with this movie. Now, we ended with Batman Returns. Mm-hmm. Batman Returns was the last movie that we had in the Batman franchise. And then they give us Batman Forever. And it is basically like a throbbing glow stick of an erection of a movie.
Right. We're just expanding on the boner of the last film.
Yeah. So
this was a course correct, though.
It was we need to make money off of these because we're a fucking business.
Right. Like the last one was deemed too adult, too dark. They lost their McDonald's license. So this one, like McDonald's had script approval.
Which is why we get the first line.
The first line of the film is, can I persuade you to take a sandwich with you, sir? I'll get drive-thru. Can you imagine if he did?
McDonald's is like...
He pulls up to like Bojangles.
You would set that building on fire.
Right?
I like the idea.
The Batmobile through a drive-thru.
I like the idea that Gotham City is a city that would have a Bojangles.
It would have a Bojangles, but it would have one of those giant statues of a naked guy pulling a lever. Like right next
those big Gotham City.
Yeah.
Like an Art Deco bullshit.
The statuary has gone insane in the intervening 3 years between this and Batman Returns. Like it was on its way in Batman Returns, and now it's just like full blown.
It's out of control.
Was this the Michael Keaton was in the Batman before this, right?
Yes.
This is the one and where Kilmer replaced him.
He was supposed to be in this one too. And then he's like, fuck this.
Well, I wrote a cracked article. Like I kind of feel like he got, I know he says that he left, but I kind of feel like he just sometimes doesn't realize he's a huge asshole. He just gets replaced on things. And he's just such a dick that he's like, yeah, I left. Fuck him. I left. And then they replace him with the biggest asshole.
Right.
In
I was going to say, if that was their strategy, then they fucked that up.
There was a 2 week period of filming this film, by the way, where Kilmer would not speak to Joel Schumacher. Joel Schumacher literally said it was the most relaxing 2 weeks of the entire filming process.
I bet.
Like,
what happened?
Apparently, Kilmer was like being a real asshole to like everybody, like all the ADs.
He's Val a notorious Kilmer. Dick.
Yeah. He burned a guy with a cigarette.
Like, why wouldn't, like, honestly, like, if I was a grip and somebody did that, like, I'd beat the shit out of him.
I would annihilate Val Kilmer.
It's like that fucking scene in Tropic Thunder where Tom Cruise has the grip go over and punch the director in the face.
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
Yeah, sorry, man.
So the hubcaps are big glowing
Yeah, he's got rims.
Bat symbols.
Non-moving bat symbols. It's okay. Here's the thing. This Batmobile sucks, but it looks awesome. Like, the look of it is really cool if you're going for, like, Geiger-y cock.
Why does it suck?
Because it makes no sense if you're, like, Batman.
Right, from a Batman point of view, like, none of his cars have really been stealth in these movies.
Well, they're at least black Teflon.
Right, yeah, he at least can, like, I don't know.
This is a fucking...
He needs to invest in a fucking plane at some point. This one that can zip around the city.
He's got one.
Get in bed. Well,
doesn't use it.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Use the plane, man.
Yeah.
Well, as we're going to find out next episode, the plane is not easily accessible. Okay. So this it starts with a Two-Face heist. That's why he's being called. But, like, he was really taking his time getting dressed and having a conversation with Alfred.
Right, it's like a desperate hostage situation.
And he's like,
the entire city is gathered to you, right? And, like, Bruce is really taking his time.
Like, he's going to a wedding.
Like, he's
like,
been, I
really
feel
pacing
like,
himself.
I feel like Commissioner Gordon turned on the bat signal 2 hours ago.
What is he?
Hey!
Gordon.
Shut it off. He's not coming.
Gordon has increased his uselessness tenfold.
Now, in this movie, he is a drunk child.
He is a babbling drunk child.
He does just kind of hang out the whole time that light's on.
And he doesn't even pretend to be a cop.
No, he doesn't do anything.
He just claps it with wonder at trapezes. Like, he literally...
So much trapeze work.
He's like Batman's manager. Like, that's just it's like... Well, I called him. I guess he'll show up when he's when he shows up.
Yeah, you're gonna get 10%. So Two-Face is doing this calm speech. It's like this very sort of Shakespearean soliloquy, and then he just like
about the nature of chance
goes batshit.
Yeah.
At first, you're like, oh, he's playing a nuanced version of the. Oh, nope, never mind.
No, he's not.
Go
ahead.
I was gonna say there's a fascinating thing about Two-Face in this, which is the man is bisected by massive scarring and burns and color palettes.
Yes.
But he always tries to do, like, reveals of himself to people.
Right. Yes.
And
like,
everyone's
they can't
like,
see it.
I can see that you have a pink tiger-striped suit on, half of you.
Right.
Also, I read the news. Like, you're not just some mean grandpa. Like, you're clearly Two-Face.
He's like Marilyn Manson at this point. Like, isn't this scary? No, we know.
No, man.
We're familiar.
I know you.
It's fine.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm Two-Face. There's a whole... we'll get to it.
One of my favorite... apart from the fact that he has a perfectly bisected suit where he looks like, I don't know, Max Headroom on one side.
Yeah, it's very...
He had to... In order...
He looks like Prince in the Bat Dance video.
He does. 100%.
Yeah.
He had to grow his hair out in order to achieve this hairstyle. So one, like, the good side of his hair is like 90s hair drapes. Like, it's like Devon Sawa hair.
Yeah.
It's very funny.
He's got, I've seen them referred to as, John Fahey referred to him as crybabies. And I remember he saw somebody and was like, oh, you got those crybabies going on? And the guy did not like hearing that at all.
Didn't care for it.
He's like, yeah, you know, you got those crybabies. The crybabies, come down over there. And it was just the funniest way to see someone describe those. Two-Face says, I'm not going to kill you, and then puts him in that vault.
A vault full of acid.
Full of acid.
Boiling acid.
Right.
Boiling
it's
acid.
Boiling acid. I'm like, the fact that it's hotter make it
worse. Yeah, why does it need to be boiling? It's acid.
Yeah, that I mean, that guy.
You're not going to get in it and go, this is hot.
This is
the temperature of this.
You know
this
what
is this chilled acid.
Gotham City. I like my acid room temp.
Some room temperature
tepid,
acid.
Tepid acid, please.
Swish it around in your mouth.
This movie, everybody that isn't one of the six main characters in this movie is a Robin Williams and Jack, an adult that is 10.
They all got bigged.
Yeah.
Like this guard. I think this guard goes on to be in The Dark Knight. Like...
Wait, what? Really?
I feel no. Well, I,
or just because he's
it's the same character as the guy who's like driving the convoy. It's like that's not good.
That's not no
I
way.
I didn't sign up for this.
Yeah.
It's like you're a fucking police officer.
We have a fucking security guard who needs very strong prescription glasses and a hearing aid, and he can't be older than like 38.
Right. What tragedy happened in this man's life?
Like, whose uncle owns this business that is giving him this job?
Right.
And it's a city full of some of the just scariest, most intense people.
Right. Like, this is a city full of terrorists.
Like, you got to be able to hire better than that.
It's a city under siege.
Right. And
that's
this guy
the name
has...
of the sixth Police Academy movie, by the way.
Is that before or after Mission to Moscow?
But right before.
So this guy has two microscopes strapped to his face.
And a hearing
and
aid.
And a gigantic hearing aid.
Like an old grandpa 70s
right,
hearing
they
aid.
They had smaller hearing aids at the time. It just needed to be big enough so that we would immediately understand what it was watching the film.
Do you think they were going for like a really cartoony way to show how evil this character was?
Two faces?
Yeah, because
picking on the guy with special needs.
Guy with glasses and special needs.
Get in there, nerd.
Yeah.
Nothing I like better than boiling nerds.
In a boiling acid.
It's boiling acid.
Can you even boil acid?
I don't know. Like, what would you put it in?
Yeah. Would you put it in like a glass? Glad you can't put glass on an open flame, yeah.
You can't boil weed tincture. Without it catching on fire.
So Gordon is hanging out with Chase Meridian just shooting the shit.
Right, like she's
They're just hanging
there.
Out and having a blast.
Like, Batman, this is Dr. Chase Meridian. Like, and they have a whole, like, Batman swoops in, everybody shits themselves. He lands and Gordon tells him what the situation is. It's like, we didn't see this coming. Yet again, revealing his uselessness.
Because Chase is like, we should have.
Yeah.
It's the second Bank of Gotham on the second anniversary. Have you not met Two-Face?
Also, nobody is allowed to finish their sentence in this scene.
There should be somebody on the payroll that just keeps track
of the different
dates.
There's so many criminals.
What special things might happen.
Yeah.
Like, it's National Alligator Day, so beware of Killer Croc.
Watch out for Croc. Calendar Man can strike at any time.
Yeah. Be on the lookout.
Oh, fuck, it's Halloween.
Bolo.
Yeah.
Bolo from the Bloodsport?
Be on the lookout.
Yeah. I want just Bolo to be one of Batman's rogues gallery.
So I want to talk about Chase Meridian because it's very important to address her with one very important. First off, Nicole Kidman is the hottest woman on the planet in this movie.
She is accurate.
It's alarming.
It's like when you watch it, you forget. Because Nicole Kidman's still unbelievably beautiful now. But like when she's 28 in this movie and you're watching it, you're just like, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus Christ.
She glows.
It's, like, in a way, it's upsetting that there are people that look like that. Where I was just like, fuck you, lady.
Look, I'm sitting here looking like this. Like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, what about me? When's my turn? But the other thing, too, is that they play her out in a big way as being, like, this foremost psychologist dealing with, like, on duality and on, like, criminal psychology. And literally every line she says is, like, psych 101.
Right, it's all
like,
very obvious.
Very stupid. Like, it's literally, I'm surprised she didn't bring up, like, Pavlov's dog. Like, I'm surprised she doesn't bring up all the shit you learn in the first year of a psych course.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of, I mean, that's the screenwriters. And it's everyone in this movie is kind of like that. Like, even when they're trying to show, like, Batman being the world's greatest detective, it's all, like, very obvious. Like, the Riddler's riddles are these obvious children's riddles.
It's very sweaty, yeah.
The matchstick one was so easy.
You could be Batman.
Yeah. The matchstick. I was like, a match.
Batman?
It's a match. It's a match.
Oh, you could be Batman. You could be mine on the Terminator 2 soundtrack and use your Illusion 2 way.
Oh, sure.
Of course.
So we have Batman immediately meets Chase Meridian and negs the shit out of her.
Yeah.
He says, like, I've read your book. It's insightful. Naive, but insightful.
And okay, like, Bruce.
Solid neg there, Bruce. Every woman you've met has left you immediately.
We hope.
And then she goes, she calls him like a flying rodent. She's like, oh, you dressed up like a flying rodent. He goes, bats aren't rodents. And she goes, ooh, you are interesting.
Right, like, that's enough.
Wouldn't do research on the dress that he wears?
Who the fuck doesn't know bats aren't rodents?
I don't know, but she was so, like, dazzled, just blown away by that Animal Planet factoid.
Everyone knows a bat is a fucking mammal.
Every time she gets a Snapple fun fact, she loses her fucking mind.
Yeah.
That cashier.
You are
He's
interesting.
He's dazzling.
That beverage distribution agent.
Okay. So now we have, in a movie filled with improbable and ridiculous bullshit, we have Joel Schumacher opening to tell you how stupid this fucking movie is.
Because they play we have it pretty fast and loose with
Batman,
the physics here.
Two-Face has a wrecking ball somehow. Okay. I can believe a wrecking ball happened. That crashes through just enough to not kill anybody. Or to open the door. And then that's it. The wrecking ball leaves. But you introduce a wrecking ball in your first act.
It's Chekhov's wrecking ball.
You better use that.
You got to use that wrecking ball.
Where does that wrecking ball go? We don't see it again.
It cuts to several shots of the exterior of the building. That wrecking ball is nowhere to be found.
Wrecking ball.
So it expands
when you pull it out of your pocket.
So then the elevator is there. He's like, show him, boys.
And blast him.
They open into the elevator. He's not there because nobody's ever been in an elevator in a crime situation and just waiting.
Yeah, no.
Except for Leonardo DiCaprio and The Departed.
Yeah. Da, 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 da. He's like sitting there just, I can't wait to fight crime.
Yeah, this is the most efficient way to get the drop on my enemies.
Yeah, so he, he shoots these guys with a taser, which effectively must kill them.
I don't know, maybe.
Because there's also there's wrist knife guy.
He has a couple of wrist knife encounters in this movie.
Yeah, there's one guy. Every Batman movie does a great job.
Filipino ninja.
Yeah. Comes back, but he gets just kind of pushed.
Yeah, he steps out of the way.
Tased guy.
He steps out of the way and like dangles him above the open elevator shaft, and then throws him into the tased guy. And then he fights another knife hands guy later, and just kicks him right in the face.
And then he sees the guy laying down outside of the, and he just runs in. It's like, dude, look just behind the door.
Situational awareness, man. Check your corners.
Yeah. And the guy goes, it's a trial!
It's a trial!
It's like, yeah, no shit. Look, a trial! the vault is then hoisted by one chain.
A single chain.
A single chain.
Not even the thickest gauge you can buy at Lowe's.
Yeah, that's as strong as its weakest link is going to lift what I'm guessing is at least 8 tons of steel.
Yeah.
At least.
It is a safe.
Yeah, it is
a bank vault.
A safe
it's a
you
vault.
You could live in.
It's a vault filled with safes.
Filled with acid.
Yeah. That is a gross of safes.
And Batman.
It's a bushel.
Yeah. And then we have it's boiling acid.
My shoes are melting.
What is it? He's like, Batman's probably like, dude, I need you to shut up or I'm going to just push you into the acid.
Yeah, he's
my shoes are melting. They're about to die. Yeah. You can get new shoes.
I just got these at the Payless.
They're part of his uniform.
My mom got me these.
BOGO.
His glasses fall in.
Oh no. If I was Batman, I would have just been like, the world isn't worse off if this guy melts.
Right. Like, when
it kind of helps your cause, sort of.
Yeah, you could martyr him.
Maybe you could kill someone for the first time.
Right, that the public would allow it. Like, yeah, when he muscles open the vault door, which, by the way, with gravity working against him as well, that thing has got to be 1,000 pounds.
Minimum. One arms it open.
He should have just shut it and left the guy inside.
A heavy door! Whoa!
Batman's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I was the only one in that safe.
And then Two-Face is like, I wasn't prepared for this part! Blah, blah. So now we have the most ridiculous part with the vault.
Where it swings back.
Not only does it, but Batman shoots a grappling hook through a brick wall.
Sure.
And then it catches and just hangs out.
Yeah.
It's like, I got it from here, Batman. I got it. Me and my three prongs into this brick wall. You know what? Just cut the chain of this vault. Just put this blind, deaf, melted shoed imbecile. Tell him to hold on like I'm sure he can. I'm sure he's got great grip strength.
Right, this guy.
A lot of upper body strength.
This guy spends a lot of time at the rock gym.
Yeah.
He's got a real powerful grip.
I'm climbing!
He reaches the top. Oh, no!
There's acid at the top.
The end of the rock wall.
Right, so Batman cuts the safe loose.
He's like, hold on. I'm like, give me a little more than that. A little more information, please.
Like, he's put in so much faith in the grappling hook, the wall, and the line. Because it's right above that ocean of people that's gathered to watch this situation, including Commissioner Gordon and Dr. Chase Meridian.
If you
How do you not move?
If you don't, if you don't get crushed by the safe, right. Clearly the boiling acid that's going to pour out is going to get a... We're going to make a city of two faces, for Christ's sake.
At least gather at the side of the room.
Right.
Something.
He swings it right back into place in the bank. It's still full of acid.
And how did he do that math?
I don't
the
know.
The physics behind
that. He's playing it real fast and loose.
I mean, this is 100% like guess math.
Oh,
at
yeah.
best.
Yeah, he's like, I think this will work.
And then so... Batman holds on to the chain, mm-hmm. and Two-Face is like, I have an idea how we can get rid of Batman. Let's fly our helicopter
fly this clear
through
eyes.
An electric billboard. Yeah. I can't possibly fathom how this could go wrong.
I love his helicopter pilot.
Her face!
No! Like, this guy is just reacting. He's reacting like they're in a buddy comedy.
Yeah. Two-Face and face.
Yeah.
Didn't he have a gun? Didn't Two-Face have a gun?
He does.
Yeah.
Currently.
Just take one shot at Batman's face.
Or
if
cut,
you need to kill him.
Cut the chain.
Yeah, cut the chain.
Just release the chain.
You could change his name to Shoot Face.
Right.
So Batman, in all of his wisdom, comes up to Harvey and he's like, You need help.
He somehow, after he crashes through the Clear Eyes billboard and it explodes, like, aggressively.
Yeah.
He looks down and there's nobody left on the chain and Two-Face is doing his happy dance. And then Batman somehow appears on the front of the helicopter. Right.
He starts washing the windshield.
Right. Like, his cape drops down over the front of the helicopter. And
he's like, hey, you want to shoot me in this cape?
Yeah. Like, a guy's like, face! Like, he makes a lot of cartoonish noises.
If I was the pilot, I'm like, I'm going to drop real fast because Batman's head is right by the rotors.
Oh, yeah. He's right there.
Yeah, that would be the easiest thing.
There are no handholds on the front of this thing. Yeah.
This is a helicopter. It's designed mainly for flying.
You know, that goon thought he was so indispensable. He's like, I'm the helicopter pilot. Two-Face has got to treat me nice. And he gets shot to death on his first mission. Because this has to be the first time Two-Face has used a helicopter.
That seems like a one... Yeah, he doesn't really get how helicopters
no.
work, really. He flew Delta once, and he's like, oh, I've been in the air.
Yeah, I get it.
I get the idea. Should we go towards the... Let's fly generally towards the Statue of Liberty that says Gotham on it.
The Gotham of Liberty.
And boy, could you imagine if the Statue of Liberty was taken out by just an errant helicopter? What the news would be like?
By a bisected terrorist in a helicopter.
With a fucking bloody yin-yang monster energy drink parachute.
Parachute, yeah.
Listening to Slipknot on the way down.
My favorite, right before the helicopter crash, my favorite thing that happens in the sequence is that when Batman does get on the side, he headbutts his head entirely through the glass and says, you need help, Harvey.
I think both of us might. I don't know if you remember this, but you just smashed your face in glass. Your neck is visible. That's not immune to glass.
Did you just break this with your face?
Val Kilmer, though, has one of the most formidable foreheads.
His whole face game is pretty strong.
In movies.
Yeah.
So... He could break that glass.
Yeah.
Val Kilmer perfectly occupies handsome ghoul.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best way of doing
it. Like, he looks like the handsomest skeleton in the graveyard.
Yeah. Like, he's like a... like, the fact that he isn't always a serial killer. In
right.
Well, it's funny, too, because the way they got him, like, the way they were... It was Schumacher and some other guy were, like, watching Tombstone. And they were like, oh, he's really good in this. You think we could get him? And he's like... Yeah, I don't care. I'll be Batman. And it's such a, like, a, well, it seems easier than we thought it was.
Right.
First sign of trouble.
Yeah.
Like, he tells some story about being in a cave, like, scouting locations for the Ghost in the Darkness, I think. So like he was in a cave when he got the offer. He's like, yeah.
Sounds about right. Batman.
That's the story he tells anyway.
Wayne, now we're at Wayne Enterprises. Wayne is, they're mentioning the profit sharing thing, which is funny to add like a profit sharing center concept into a
right
a toy and hamburger commercial.
Right. You know,
for children. Like yeah. A neon toy commercial.
A neon hamburger commercial.
And then Nigna's boss is fucking Ed Begley Jr. for some reason.
Sure.
In an uncredited cameo. Also, for some reason, I never noticed this before. Ed Begley Jr. is like well over 6 feet tall. Like, dude should play basketball.
Oh, you didn't know that? Yeah, he's massive.
I didn't realize it until this movie. I was like, wait a minute. Like, he's super taller than everybody else. And then when he's like yelling at Jim Carrey, I'm like, Jim Carrey is my height. And this dude is still taller than him.
Yeah, he's built like a fucking linebacker. Ed Begley Batman?
Will fuck you up.
He should have been Batman.
Imagine getting right when he's dunked on by Ed Begley Jr. Fucking tomahawk dunk. All balls are on your forehead.
Talking about veganism.
one of the goons is Jon Favreau. One of the suits that walks in with them.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, he's in the front. He's like right behind Bruce.
I think I probably noticed it last.
I think we did last time we did it. Yeah, but
I know that one of Two-Face's goons was Malibu from American Gladiators, which makes it the second goon that's a gladiator. Because Diamond,
that you exclusively have noticed.
Because Diamond is a gladiator. Was one in the last one.
Yeah.
So Jim Carrey, you start and he's like, brainwaves.
Yeah.
Like he's really like, brainwaves.
He's working on the box, which is essentially VR.
Yeah.
And it's like he pitches his idea to Bruce and Bruce is like, this sounds like suspicious. I'm going to need to see how this works before
I can give
you any monies. But it's like, he works at Wayne Tech and has been developing this at Wayne Tech for presumably a long time.
Just get the files, man.
Like when?
Also, but where was he getting the money to develop it in the first place?
Right. Like, are you just able to, like, was nobody monitoring what he was working on?
Well, because Ed Begley Jr. said, we terminated this project this morning.
Right. But he got pretty far.
He got to the end.
Yeah. Like that day was when they stopped this project.
That's a good place to terminate the project once it's done.
Yeah. It is our property, though, technically. So you're gonna
right. Yeah. They should have Nightmare Before Christmas his ass.
Yeah.
Be like, well, you drew this here, so it's ours now.
Tim Burton getting screwed again.
Oh, yeah.
Also, like any sort of like optic situation or like a alternate, it is kind of manipulating brainwaves. That just seems like a scary way of saying making you see things that aren't there or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, kind of. Like.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's talking about, do you mean, are you talking about the box or you're talking about, like.
Everyone seems so scared about the concept of brainwaves. Like, the word brainwaves is said in this movie more than the word Batman.
I think it's just, yeah. Yeah.
Should be called brainwaves forever.
I get it, though, because it's talking about. It's just like a shorthand term for talking about like directly interfering with like the inner workings of your brain.
Yeah, that's fair. So Bruce sees the bat signal. He's like, that's great. Give me a write up on that and we'll talk about it. We'll set something up. And
very reasonable request he makes, by the way.
And then Ed is because the Riddler is an asshole.
Yeah.
Like historically speaking, the Riddler's whole thing is he's just an asshole. Like there's no real gimmick behind him.
Other villain would have his whole gimmick designed around I'm really good at riddles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you're a
puzzle boy.
Dick.
Yeah.
Like you're one of those you're the most insufferable dude at the party.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, actually it's pronounced culinary, not culinary.
Die.
Who invited him? Which one of you brought him into my house?
Nobody knows. It's a mystery. Woo! And he runs away.
That's the riddle.
Gets beat to death.
Yes. Just body buried under this pile of coats in the guest room.
True crime episode about him. Nobody's talking. There were 12 people at the house.
But Edward Nigma wasn't even his real name.
Well, of course not.
No.
So Ed's like, I need an answer now. And he's like, well, then fucking no, I'm your boss.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Like, now, if you'll excuse me, I have to get into my hyper slide.
Right.
My pneumatic tube.
This is what Elon Musk thought he was building. And instead, he just built a tunnel for regular cars. Yeah. But in this movie, like, he gets into the... It's kind of cool, actually, for the shot. The way that it's done, it had to have a practical set built with a slide underneath it. Because it's all one shot. So they had to have Val Kilmer walk into a room, sit in this chair, and slide through a hole in the floor.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool.
Into boiling acid!
Into boiling acid! Like, that guy's just in there.
A giant slide!
Oh, no! You see on his the little readouts when he's hyperlooping through Gotham City that he's going 200 miles per hour in this little condom that he's rocketing through Gotham in.
Also, 200 miles an hour, that's a short trip through Gotham.
Right, how big is Gotham?
Yeah. Gotham
and
City.
And do you need to know, like, wouldn't your speed just be pretty...
Right, why does he need to monitor his speed?
Well, I guess if it's...
Yeah,
I guess
wouldn't you just settle on a speed that works and call it a day?
I guess if it's pneumatic, you might want to know when it's going zero.
What are you going to do? You know?
That's true.
So,
because he can't control it.
No.
It's just like letting him know.
Yeah.
And he's FaceTiming Alfred.
He's like a deposit at an old-timey bank.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just...
He lands in the bank.
Yeah.
Second bank of Gotham. Well, it gets hit a lot, so I come here.
Figured I should have a slide.
The Batmobile, we have another Batmobile scene where it's just really floppy. Fin. The fin is like just like very floppy.
It's flaccid.
Chase also
hijacked the bat signal.
Yeah, the bat signal was actually Chase. Mm-hmm. And she trying to fuck.
Yeah, she didn't steal the bat signal, obviously, so it's still on top of...
She has access to it.
Right, so she's on the roof of Gotham PD. Who,
does everyone have access to the bat symbol?
She's also wearing a teddy.
It seems
she's
like wearing... you could track it down.
Yeah,
if it's always kind of pointing at the same spot.
Well, it's on the roof
it's
of
on police
the police
station.
Station.
Yeah.
So oh, everybody so like, yeah. knows where
but
it
like,
is.
You just got to get up there.
I feel like there would be like a lock.
I feel like it would be hard to get
maybe
up
that's
there.
Code.
Like maybe that's why she had the teddy on. Maybe
that,
she
that's how, that was her key.
Disrobed at each checkpoint a little bit more.
That's her cardboard box for Solid Snake situation.
She just disappears when she puts it on.
That's an irresponsible use of the bat signal. Also,
it is.
But
that's like calling 911 trying to fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, but that's a responsible use of that teddy.
But who among us? Who among us hasn't called 911 trying to fuck?
We've all been there.
My girlfriend was a 911 operator, so
a woman got arrested for that a few years ago.
Really?
A cop. She
Is
had
another Brian Adams situation.
No, she had some interaction with a cop. I think he pulled her over or something, and she was like, "Oh, he's pretty hot," and fucking called 911 and was like, "Can you send that cop who wrote me the ticket over to my place?" And they did, and he arrested her for calling 911.
The balls to send him though.
Yeah.
Because, like, he knows he's a good fuck. I mean, cops are generally moral, so, like...
That's true.
Yeah, so I'm sure he
did. I know he would have been
They're usually beyond reproach.
Also, maybe he was going to have sex with her after he arrested her. Mm-hmm. That seems like a thing they'll do, right?
Yeah. Bail her out.
We'll never know.
She grabs his chest and makes a cum sound.
Mm-hmm.
She makes a legitimate... She grabs his chest, and she's like... Ugh. And you're like, Chase, calm down. and then she's like, "You're direct," and she's like, "Well, you like them forward." I'll bring the wine. You bring the scarred psyche. And then she goes, "Or do I need skin tight vinyl and a whip?" And I'd be like, "Yeah, if you have that,
yeah, if that's on."
Yeah,
the table,
I mean, bring it.
This is a serious offer.
Yeah, you never know what's going to develop.
Yeah, what do you need?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
because you have that. And like my big thing is like, wait, how did she get to the bat symbol there? Like, how did she get there? Like, I know she's working with the cops, but you can't just go on to it's a fucking crime-fighting mystery bat. he shouldn't be accessible.
Yeah. Because then couldn't any villain just do the same thing?
Yes.
Just summon him and give him the old what for when he lands.
That's true, yeah. It'd be a brilliant trap to lay for the Dark Knight.
It sure would.
A honey trap.
Instead of that thirst trap she laid for him.
then it cuts to Nigma at work, And then Ed Begley Jr.
We get to see a befuddled Gordon run onto the roof. I saw the signal. What's happening?
In his old-timey jammies. Yeah. He might as well have a fucking stocking cap on.
Lives at the police station.
Keystone cops his way up there. You reek of gin.
The bat symbol is not a beeper.
I mean, it kind of is.
Yeah, it's literally kind what, of literally it, is. What yeah. it is. It's like a for you beeper. And she also goes, his coin. It's his Achilles heel. And he's like, yeah.
He's like, I can't explain. He's like, yeah, no. Like, yeah, they only have her come up with, just they only have her say it's these like, obvious things.
It's like 101, baby. It's all just so
it's like, oh, you mean that thing that he physically cannot make a decision without? Yeah, it might be his Achilles heel, huh?
The thing he talks about and talks to? Yeah, that might be
his exploitable weakness.
That's a good call, Chase. Good job.
Yeah.
Good for you. You did science in a teddy. God, she looks so good in it, though.
She looks great.
The thrill of the chase.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Anyway, Nigma's in his lab at night. And then Ed Begley Jr. is at work, too.
Yeah.
Certainly not in his stocking cap. And then fucking, he's like, you're done. And then he gets knocked out.
He does some solid harumphing.
He steals his thoughts, shows him the whatever. He's dancing around like an asshole because he just found out that he could steal your thoughts.
Yeah. So I have a big question about the box based on this scene is the fact that it drains your brain is a side effect. It was not his intention. It was not its intended use when he built the machine.
Not at all.
Why on earth did he design it so that he also had to be wearing one?
I think that is how it makes the plot work better.
Right. Because he has the one on the TV and the one on Ed Begley's head.
It
seems like that's all you need.
It looks just like the thing Louis Tully is wearing in Ghostbusters.
It does.
Yes, have some.
Vince Clortho.
There was a lot of things that day.
But he's, what is it? Slubs and I can't remember.
Yeah. Well, regardless. And then there's like this whole thing where he takes it off. And he's just like, what happened to me? You're fired. And I'm like, okay, so is the intellect that is now being absorbed and shared cloned intellect traveling? Because you're not stealing IQ points.
Yeah, because he was still normal after
that. He's just like, what the fuck happened, you idiot?
I think he's just reading his thoughts because he doesn't seem to grow smarter, even though he says he does a few times.
Yeah, he implies that he's just absorbing everything this guy's ever known.
Yeah.
And you see his, like, there's, like, you see his memories, like, fading away, which implies that he's losing something. And then he comes out of it and he's just like, I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm totally still Ed Begley.
And then he's like, did you hit me with a statue? I'm tied up right now. I'm going to antagonize you.
Yeah. I'm reporting you to all these government organizations. It's like, maybe you better pump the brakes. You've been abducted into a science experiment.
All right. Also, their office is on a dam.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, science happens at.
Right above like a sluiceway or
it'd
something.
Like it would be like putting a like the fucking Empire State Building on top of the Hoover Dam.
Yes.
Yeah.
You'd be like, this doesn't make sense to have these two things.
You have this here.
Why would you have anything at a dam? You have to do things to take care of a dam. Having a building on top of it would be a huge, huge problem.
Man,
problem.
I tell you what, if you're going to 9/11 Gotham City, I know where to go.
Two birds with one stone, baby.
Oh, man.
Maybe that's why Bruce built it there. He's just like, I fucking know Bane or someone's going to try fucking with this dam. I want to be right here to see it.
It's going to look cool.
But he has to get into his pneumatic tube, and go all the way to Wayne Manor, and then come back then to come work.
Back. No, it's going to go 200 miles an hour so I can make the trip.
So Gotham News Network, GNN, has the Dent story. They're doing a little flashback on Dent, in which they show that Batman was sitting... in court.
In full Batman costume.
In a full Batman costume. Got through security.
Yeah.
Full costume. Watching court.
Just sitting back there.
Like he's in the crowd at the People's Court.
Why couldn't Bruce Wayne just have gone?
Because Batman was there.
Because Batman was there.
You've never seen them in the same place for a reason, Adam.
I think we might have talked about this on the last episode, but like, does Batman go to court? When you get a ticket, like the cop has to be there. So like when Batman beats the shit out of people and leaves him at Gotham PD, does he have to then show up and be like, yeah, I saw this guy committing a crime?
Yeah, Wayne Enterprises has taken a big hit lately. But I've been seeing Wayne's BMW outside of the courthouse a lot.
I also like that he's leaping up to try to save Harvey from the acid, like at the exact moment that the mobster's throwing acid. So it's like he knew the guy had acid.
Yeah.
Or he just saw that vial and was like, that's fucking acid.
What's the acid?
I can smell it from here.
It's not boiling, but it's the acid.
Yeah.
Standard acid. Oh, man. So how did Enigma do that video?
They never explain it.
He just says, they must have doctored it.
It was obviously a computer generated forgery. I mean, that's like a fucking incredible computer generated forgery.
Yeah. It's like he hired an
actor.
It's
like Weta Workshop.
He hired Ed Begley Jr. to do that reenactment. Turns out he was available. There's a real funny thing that I just noticed, a very good joke, where Enigma's crying and he's like, you'll notice that the sentence structure and handwriting match him perfectly.
As to, yeah.
And the suicide note is written as an inter-office memo.
Yeah.
Because that's the only sentence structure and handwriting that Edward has ever seen of him.
Yeah.
So he's literally writing the suicide note as an inter-office memo. It says, re my death.
Yeah.
On it. And it's just I never got it. And I think that might be the best joke in that whole movie.
That he would say,
I think you'll find the sentence structure matching. And Edward's so limited in what he knows about this guy that he just wrote it like a memo that he got one time. Like, that's a great joke.
It's like, to whom it may concern, re my death. And it just says, goodbye, cruel world.
It's so good.
It's pretty funny.
Now we have the riddle. Which Edward is just like, he's starting to dabble into, he's going to try to fuck Batman, right?
I guess. Well, he doesn't even know Bruce is Batman.
No, he wants to fuck Bruce. Or kill Bruce.
Or
but
be Bruce.
Probably fuck Bruce.
He wants to be Bruce.
Yeah.
Single white criminal.
Single white Riddler.
Man.
He wants a set top box to be funded.
That's it. But he knows it won't. Well, he knows it won't by Bruce now. So he's like, well, I guess I'm going to have to fucking kill Bruce.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Classic revenge tale.
Also, Enigma lives in a shitty apartment, which...
In a laundromat. He lives above a laundromat.
With a crossword puzzle themed sign on it. I have a question, though. It's like, is he choosing to live in a shithole?
Yes.
Because he must make a lot of money from Wayne Tech.
Is it nature or
nurture?
Or
is Wayne Tech like Amazon?
Yeah, right?
It's probably Amazon.
Underpaying everyone.
So, like, did he look for the crossword themed apartment, or did he get the crossword theme department and then develop his puzzle tendencies because he lived there?
Imagine getting into puzzles in your 30s.
Deciding that's going to be my thing now in my 30s is puzzles and riddles.
So he's in his thing and we have the world's most fucked up and confusing Zoltar machine.
I know.
Where the two options you have are no.
No and question
and
mark.
And the opposite of no, question mark. And also, there is a lot to be said about this demon machine, because there is no doubt in my mind that this machine is sentient.
Yes.
This machine is conversations with Edward Enigma later.
It's also just perpetually on.
Yep. And it goes, enjoy sleeping, Ed.
Yeah. How do you sleep with that homunculus chuckling at you in the dark?
That's his white noise machine.
Yeah.
When he takes a woman home.
He's never taken a woman. Yeah. As soon as they see he lives in the crossword puzzle laundromat, they're like, you know what?
He comes in. Don't mind Brandon.
I feel like if I fall you in there, I'm never coming back out. So,
an excellent riddle.
Yeah.
Also, he put his fingerprints all over those letters, but that's fine.
You'd think like his fingerprint, you know, Bruce would have all of his employees have their fingerprints on file.
Yeah.
So we have deep fake videos in this universe.
There are deep fakes,
but no
yes.
forensics yet.
No.
he goes to Wayne Manor, just on his moped and, leaves a riddle. And there is 0% chance
that doesn't have a security
that
camera.
That there is not a security camera facing right there.
Just like Paranoid Rich Guy.
Yeah.
And then you have Paranoid Rich Guy who is Batman.
Yeah. He has a security camera, three of them just in his armory museum.
Yes.
Behind a mirror.
And it's like he's pulling up to a spot where the alternative is you would have to like walk and come say like see who's there.
Yeah.
So of course there's going to be a camera.
Right. You have to get buzzed in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There is 100 like for the genius. He's a real fucking dolt.
Like he could have given anyone $10 to drive that thing up there for him. Some kid.
Yeah.
We like at any point did they turn later. The bat signal on and he landed and was like, "Let's look at the security footage. Should we just do that while I'm here? Did you do that first?
Did you check out?
Did you what turn was it off happening? And turn it on?
Did you do anything?
Yeah. Did you have a tape in the machine?
Nothing at all, huh? You just waited for old Batman. All right.
All right. Well, cool. I don't know if you knew this, but the bat signal's not a beeper. Mm. I had to tell that slutty doctor the same thing not too long ago. Now I have to tell you. You still get paid, Commissioner.
You're still a cop.
You're collecting a fat check, Commissioner. I do this for free.
He's getting paid a whole lot.
You're outsourcing this to me.
Yeah. I don't get paid for this.
Right. I'm doing this for college credit.
So he shows up to Dr. Meridian's office and you hear grunting and combat in the other room.
Better kick that door in.
So he tackles the door.
And he knocks down a gigantic fucking cathedral door.
It's a tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a quarter tree.
He tackles a tree, only to find out that Chase Meridian is the type of person that wants to do combat exercises before a professional appointment.
In the middle of her workday in her office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
When she has presumably minutes to spare. Until their scheduled appointment.
My neighbor, we share a garage. Like it's one of those two-car garages. He has a punching bag in his garage. And my dog loves it. Boy, does she not go fucking insane every time he's out there beating the shit out of that bag. Nightmare.
Also, why is Bruce Wayne early to an appointment? You are Bruce Wayne. You have a lot to do. Like, you don't have
to work when I get there.
It's just his morning was totally clear. I'm going to be early today.
You know what? Bruce is going to be early. You know, if you're on time, you're late. And if you're late, don't even show up.
He also drove himself to this appointment.
He does seem to have a shocking lack of things to do.
Anything to do.
For running.
You've got to hire a new Ed Begley Jr.
Right. Yeah. That's a whole thing. Somebody died at your office building.
Last night.
Yeah. OSHA's going to get in on that.
He brings in, and she's like, "You're a fucking asshole." Like, she meets him for the first time and is like, "You're an asshole. That's my fucking door. Do you think I can't defend myself?"
He's like, "Well, I thought you were being murdered."
He didn't even knock.
No, he didn't. He just put the shoulder right to that thing.
Like, what's the worst case scenario if you give it a little knock?
That's that billionaire thing. You know when, like, rich people, you ever feel like Floyd Mayweather throwing cash around? That's Bruce Wayne's version of it. He just breaks people's shit and then buys them new ones. It's the only way I can get off. Also, her hand wraps, by the way, are atrocious. The way her hands were wrapped when she was punching stuff, just from a boxing standpoint, mm-hmm. her hand wrapping technique is dog shit.
Yeah, man. I was thinking that too.
Yeah.
Anyway, he brings in the riddle and then he looks over at the Rorschach ink blot and he goes, "You got a thing for bats?" And she goes,
"Excuse me." She looks over at the framed picture of a bat.
Yes. Well, we'll get there because he literally goes, "You got a thing for bats?" And she goes, "Actually, that's a Rorschach ink blot. People see whatever they want to see. So the real question is, do you got a thing for bats?" And he should immediately go, That's a fucking bat.
That was a bat.
That
all
is
fucking day.
Yeah.
You might have painted half a bat and then folded that shit over.
He should have been like Batman. Fucking you into Batman?
Is that
100% of the people you've shown this to have seen a bat because it's a picture of a bat.
There is no way. It's not. It's a good picture of a bat
it's
too.
A bat.
Yeah. If someone told me to draw a bat and I cranked that out, I'd be impressed.
Like, that's right. A good bat.
That's solid
I'd
bat.
Sign that and put it on the Patreon.
Yeah. What I think of when I look at that, I think of bats.
Yep.
She's like, "Hey, I don't know if you knew this, but you're in Gotham.
Yeah.
Batman is a bit of a celebrity here. There's bat shit everywhere here. This isn't the first bat symbol I've seen this hour."
Pretty regular occurrence. He's like a local DJ.
He's on the money.
There's bumper stickers on here.
Yeah.
"I got stuck in bat traffic from 98.6 KHX.
He has the barbecue every Memorial Day.
Yeah. All right. So he's basically he goes, this is, oh my God. Okay.
Oh, the sweatiest game. Like he's the Bruce Wayne has zero game.
And oh, he also goes still funny. Playing with dolls, trying to neg him. She's like, actually, that's a Malaysian dream warden. And he's like, I was just trying to be an asshole. I don't need that.
Like everything he says when he walks into this office is like, what's it like? Nice fucking bat. Well, actually, you see what you want to do. Nice fucking doll. Actually, it's like a serious cultural thing.
Well, yeah, well.
You want to go to circus?
I got to get you naked for circus. I've got to get you out of those clothes. It's
too Bruce. Long of a pause.
Bruce. Bruce. Stop, Bruce.
Knock it off.
Cut it out. This is not how we act, Bruce.
Like he
this
just,
isn't how we behave.
He waits so long to deliver and into a black dress. Tell me, doctor, do you like the circus?
Oh, do people wear black dresses?
Yeah,
to the
you
circus?
Get dressed up to go to the dusty, filthy ass circus.
You want
to
watch an elephant take a barrel sized shit? Put on that LBD there, Chase.
Putting on a fucking ballroom gown yeah. to go to the circus?
Wear a quinceañera dress while you can watch a ringmaster beat a donkey. Great job. You just, fucking idiot.
Just a bear pissing everywhere.
She's gonna get murdered by a fucking elephant. All I can dressed think about up.
There's a bear in a car driving into the stands and mauling people. And Batman has to fight the bear. I'm Batman.
He's gotta abandon Chase in the stands to go put his bat suit on.
So he can fight a rabid bear. That has a car
and knows how to drive it.
The bear escapes
and is definitely wearing a costume.
Picture the bear driving away with the Batmobile. Yeah. The Batmobile chasing the bear
in a fucking Volkswagen. Why can't he catch him?
That's a really good bear. He drives. That's his thing.
Batmobile's so fast. Why can't he catch
it? He driving. I don't tell you.
The bear gets paid to drive specifically.
Danny Elfman theme is blasting. He's chasing this bear.
Putting turbo thrusters on. Can't catch the bear. In a little convertible car with his big dumb bear head sticking out. Still wearing his clown hat.
Yeah, wearing a hat.
He is
hat sticking through the fucking sunroof.
Yeah.
Little tutu covered in blood. Just covered in blood. Fucking killed.
Hungry
mauled,
for it.
Mauled wants Mayor to... George Wallace.
He's going to eat Batman if he catches
what do you want, bear?
That's right. You told me that last time we did this.
Yeah.
I never
mayor
noticed that was
of Gotham
Wallace.
City is comedian George Wallace.
What the hell do you want, Harvey?
So, the charity circus. They have the Flying Graysons, and I'm going to say this right now as a very straight man. That dad is mad fuckable. The dad Grayson?
He's got
sure.
solid.
Holy sure. shit. I was like, who? Stop the press. Who's that? That's one of the, it's the patriarch of the Flying
That's
Graysons.
Fucking, I don't know, Emmett Grayson. Yeah, this is
Richard Sr.
Right. It's Big Dick Grayson. No, yeah, he's got the...
It sure is.
he's got the gymnastics muscles and the salt and pepper hair.
Big Dick Grayson.
Yeah.
That's the best name.
That is the funniest thing. God damn it. No, but he's so hot. That dad is so hot.
Yeah, he's looking good.
I was like looking at him and I was like, fuck, man.
Looks like Clooney's dad.
Oh my God. Yeah. He was just like so chiseled. I was like, Jesus, man.
Yeah. Looked so like an action figure.
I was like good. Captain Action here. Yeah.
Like, but like one that's in a supervisory role.
Yeah.
Like an advanced action figure.
Like a boss.
Yeah. The one you think you don't want, then you get it and you're like, that's pretty cool.
This is pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah. You take off that jacket. He's shoulders, man.
Fucking ripped.
But they do like acrobatics. It's fucking whatever.
Sure.
But there's a lot
absurd.
Of, but there's a scene where Chase is telling Bruce that she's met somebody. Spoiler alert, it's Batman.
Yeah.
But in the back, Commissioner Gordon is clapping.
Next to her.
Next it's to her.
On her
like,
other side
like
is Gordon.
Like, blurry. He's slightly blurry, just out of focus, going like, yes, yay.
And he's there by himself.
It is 100% like like the impression somebody would do of somebody that was mentally retarded in an 80s movie.
He's a drunk child.
Yeah. It's like, that's the only way to describe it is somebody being like, oh, the airplane or something like that. Like, it's
He's so delighted by the circus, and he is there by himself.
Yeah. It's.
And on Bruce's other side is Gossip Gertie, who is Bob Kane's wife.
Yes. Well, that's, I mean, the whole thing. Also, keep in mind, this is a charity circus that they had to set up and build for one night. That circus is not paying its bills.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
There's
that
no way they make
not getting a ton of money.
Yeah. $40
All, yeah, unless they all donated.
They got most of their money from that bear insurance situation. yeah, so I have Gordon watching. Here comes the youngest flying Grayson, and they have him. If he's under 18, this is 100% child endangerment.
That's, oh, for sure.
They remove the net off under the child.
It's out. The safety of a net. One of the, my big questions about this movie is how old do they want us to think he is?
I can't figure it out.
How old do they expect us to believe Chris O'Donnell is in this film? Because he is an adult man.
Yeah. He looks like he's going to front the band Filter later.
Yes.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You take my picture.
Hey,
Dad, family is dead.
Hey, Dad, what do you think about your son now?
Oh, you're dead. You
which
can't think of
which son? Because if the singer, the lead singer for
it's Robert Patrick's brother.
Yeah. So I don't know which son are you asking about.
You're talking
about
the T-1000,
or the nerd,
or the guy from the Demon Knight soundtrack. Which one?
So I'm feeling pretty good about my son. That's the T-1000.
He beat up Arnold. Two-Face becomes the ringmaster, and he's like...
He does the reveal again.
He goes for the reveal, but like, this is a circle. Half the crowd sees just the fucking purple scarred burns.
The other side of the arena is already like, who's Two-Face?
Two-Face, or possibly now just one face, because I haven't seen the other half of him, is here. I know that. And then they put the bomb on a thin-ass wire.
A lot of thin wire. Thin wire stock
Two-Face,
is very high in Gotham.
Two-Face is not concerned about load-bearing in his hoisting schemes.
Nope.
And he doesn't need to be.
He buys the first thing he sees at the store, and he buys one of them.
Yeah, I'll take one of those, please.
Oh, that chain looks pretty good.
Too proud to ask at Home Depot. I got it. I know what I need.
Wearing a polo shirt, but it's still Two-Face. Yeah. You know? This is weekend dad outfit, but he's still fucking scarred up. So he's like that. Yeah,
one side of it's like the alligator polo. The other side's an Affliction t-shirt.
Tank top.
Oh, man. So George Wallace is like, what the hell do you want, Harvey? And he's like, I want Bat, Mr. Mayor. I want Batman.
This is the best plan.
Bruce,
I think.
Bleeding.
In a word, dad.
And then Bruce stands up and all the records goes, Harvey!
I'm Batman!
And then nothing happens. He goes, well, I tried, I guess.
And not one person around him goes, what?
Right. He is sitting directly next to Gossip Gertie, the most irritating gossip reporter in Gotham. On his other side is Dr. Chase Meridian, who's currently obsessed with Batman, and right next to her is Commissioner Gordon. Not one of them heard that.
Not a single person.
Yeah.
Also, go ahead.
Like, he maybe didn't even want them to hear.
Right, like he did like a whisper shout.
Yeah.
Harvey, I'm...
He was inward singing. Yeah.
Harvey's plan is one of the better villain plans because it makes perfect logical sense. Yeah. He says... Some of you, this is what was like, everybody here is like the richest, most influential people in Gotham. One of you has to know who Batman is. One of you probably is Batman. And he's right.
Yep. He is 100. And he's like, get down here so I can shoot you in the face.
Yeah.
And Bruce
one
is
of
like,
you motherfuckers is Batman.
And he's like, Bruce is like, I'm Batman. No, nothing. Okay, I'm going
to
go.
But and then he proceeds to climb down as Bruce Wayne in full view of everyone. Kicking the shit out of folks.
Yeah. Yeah, just fucking mauling dudes like a bear in a car.
So like more than one person in the crowd was probably like, I think Bruce Wayne is Batman.
And then the
was no one in the crowd like, I should help.
Right.
That's just Bruce Wayne. That's not Batman. I should probably go
Bruce
help.
Wayne's just down there just beating the hell out of people.
Help that rich guy
I should go be friends with Bruce Wayne. Yeah. We should go bond over
what if
this.
I knock someone out and he gives me like $1 million?
Right? Like, I would totally fucking back-to-back with Bruce
Wayne. Start fucking up Bruce Wayne after.
I got him! Two-Face, I got him.
Just run down real quick. Yo, Bruce, you want to go double impact on this?
I'm good with Mr. Silk Underwear. okay. The Graysons are dead.
They're crazy dead.
They die. The dad falls with his arm behind his back. I don't even know how that happened.
That's the sprawl that they have them in is very dead.
Yeah. It's the most dead you could be.
It was cartoon dead.
Right.
Yeah. If they ran into a wall full steam.
It's like Family Guy sprawled. Like that. You are dead.
Yeah, you're the deadest kind of dead.
Eyes are just X's now.
We got to put some copper coins on these or you can't cross the river Styx. What is happening here?
I don't know.
So then Dick,
little Dick,
so then little Dick, goes to Bruce's place,
Tweety Bird Grayson,
and just is as soon as they leave, he's like, "Bye."
Yeah,
he's like, "I'm out." And then they bond over motorcycles.
He is a massive dick.
Yeah,
to
he's a huge prick to Bruce. Yeah,
I hate the way he keeps saying Bruce.
Yeah,
yeah,
and
because he's being a cunt.
When he goes to when they go to the garage, he goes, "Is this a garage or a car museum, Bruce?" Like, that's a fucking burn?
Yeah.
Like, oh, look at all these cars, you fucking idiot. Would you buy these with money?
Are you shitting on my billion-dollar car collection? Like, that might be, in this sequence, I think we get shown what might be the most extravagant display of Bruce Wayne's wealth is the fact that he has a gas pump at his house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he just casually says, "Well, you're almost on empty. You should fill up in the garage." Bruce Wayne has fucking gas pump at his house.
If you were Bruce Wayne, would you pull up to a fucking 76?
No. I would make Alfred would you go pull to a up mobile to the 76.
Fuck that, man. Plus, you got to gas up the fucking Batmobile.
The Batmobile, yeah, that's the other.
Go to a lot of biker bars, Bruce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do
yes,
you?
I fuck biker guys.
Like, you have to go to biker bars if you have a motorcycle.
Right. It's a good neg, though.
Solid neg.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Nice bikes, Bruce. Are you a biker? Are you in a gang? You fucking dick. Oh, I like this one. All right, you can have
can
it.
Can I have it?
Okay, I'll stay.
Throw shit on you for 5 minutes?
Yeah. Yeah, hold on. My butler has to give you the best burger in the world.
Right.
And couldn't he have just given him money or something? Like, he was old enough to go live on his own.
Right, that's the thing is they seem to be expecting us to believe that he's a teenager.
I did
like
not.
16 to 17.
Not.
He is not.
He's old enough.
Got a problem,
for
Bruce?
War.
Yeah, so he's just like, all right. And then Alfred takes out that fucking burger, which that burger is the most memorable thing of this movie.
Yeah, it's a solid burger.
I love that burger.
It looks great.
The dogs it's got are the hungry.
Perhaps the dogs are hungry.
Alfred made onion rings.
Alfred has.
You can't give those to the dogs.
Alfred has First off, Alfred has and uses a deep fryer.
Fuck yeah, he does. Batman has, you know, Bruce Wayne has some crazy cravings.
Picture Alfred fucking grilling.
Yeah. Kiss the cook, Mr. Wayne. Your onion rings.
So they bond over the motorcycles. Alfred brings that dope burger. And I wrote in my notes, I want that burger now.
Yeah.
I was like watching it. I was like, I'm fucking hungry.
I
want to
reach
burger.
25 years back in time.
Looked like it was on a brioche, little brioche bun.
Yeah.
Nice.
I want to pluck that hamburger from that now dead man's hands and eat it.
I'm very dead, sir.
I've been dead for years now.
We have the funeral death flashbacks for Bruce. Mm-hmm. And he goes, just like my parents, it's happening again. And it's like, no shit. Okay, great.
That's why you became Batman. It happens all the time.
And then Alfred looks at you like, it's a nice helmet, Master Dick. Is this a Robin? like you wouldn't say Cardinal.
Yeah, it looked nothing like a Robin.
No, because Robins don't look like that. He also says it in a way like he's about to dunk on him.
Yeah.
Is this a Robin?
And Robins aren't even
you
red.
You fucking baby.
You stupid little
No, they're not
bird
red.
Bitch.
They don't look a thing like
Robins
that.
Are black, and they just got a little red chest.
That's a cardinal on his hat.
It's fucking...
On his plastic
hat. Yeah, if he should have been a dick to him.
And he's like, I saved my brother's line snapped. I swooped in and saved him.
My father said I swooped in like a robin.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't. No one has ever said that.
You gave yourself that nickname, and now you have nobody to fact check that
story.
And
of all the birds to go with,
nobody.
Hawk, eagle.
Falcon. Like, nobody would ever say robin.
You swept in like a robin. A robin? Fuck you, Dad.
Yeah. I looked up pictures of robins while I was watching this, and they're just these fat little
pudgy,
birds.
Yeah. Just little bitch
little
birds.
Baby birds. Little birds. Little like, backyard birds.
What do you expect from him?
They sing to you when you sleep. That's what robins do.
He eats berries. He doesn't swoop in and help people who are falling.
So Alfred goes, "You are a hero, I can tell." And he's like clearly sizing up Dick for future crime fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at those haunches.
He's got coltish legs, Master Bruce.
Out of nowhere, we cut to a Batmobile chase scene, which this is so, everything about this Batmobile scene is fucking insane. Like, he's chasing with the two cars. There is Two-Face has the rock.
He's pushing a baby carriage.
Pushing a baby carriage. And then he's like, "My baby's a rocket launcher." Shoots at Batman.
Try to French connection my ass.
Batman has this ingenious parallel parking wheel structure where you can just go
drifts.
That shit was great.
Like, he strafes his car.
By the way, if you were going in a chase and just turned your wheels sideways, your axle would literally snap as you move forward.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You would just snap and roll forward.
He'd just be dead in the street and the rocket would blow him up.
Shit.
Hits his dead, lifeless corpse.
He hits eject just as the rocket hits actual Bruce.
Right in the chest.
And then we have the going... the music, by the way. They use Batman 66 music.
The whole movie they do.
Yeah, they really... This is very, very, very audible.
Like very brassy.
Yeah, it's like... Dur, 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 dur. He goes up the building.
Sure does. Blasting his jet engine past all these apartments that people live in.
And people look angry about it.
They should be.
Yeah.
But they should be more angry about all the explosions right, and death happening below them.
Yeah, everyone on the first floor is having a real rough go.
Yeah. I'd be like, well, this guy got it figured out. Now back to being angry about this.
Yeah. Because the laundry room is in ashes.
Yeah.
Also, side note, once you're up there, how you getting down?
There are a lot of bridges.
Yeah.
You're just going to throw it in reverse and lower yourself back into the funeral pyre?
He called Alfred.
Wait till it cools down.
Alfred!
Drive back down the building.
Come pick me up.
And did none of the cars that, like, all these cars crash?
And then it explodes.
Did none of them see that they were all driving toward a very sizable wall?
They had tunnel vision, man.
I feel like when you're behind the Batmobile, you're like, that's a flaming jet engine behind what is clearly a giant rubber cock. Like...
Yeah,
I'm distracted. So then we have the Riddler machine, where the Riddler wants his little outfit.
Oh yeah, he designs
trying to go with his outfit. It's terrible. The Riddler machine is talking to him.
It is.
It is 100% alive.
Shitting on all his ideas.
Yeah, well, rightly so.
Yeah, they're all bad ideas.
Offering constructive criticism.
And also the Riddler, not great.
Not a great name.
We're used to it now.
Captain Kill would have been a good
Captain
name.
Kill would have been really Captain cool.
Yeah,
I liked Captain Kill. So Two-Face shows up with Sugar and Spice, originally supposed to be named Leather and Lace. Because big Stevie Nicks fan.
Yeah. That. I guess that was too much.
Yeah.
Too risque.
Too risque. And then it's fucking Drew Barrymore, who is a very big name at this point in time.
She was just starting to blow up again.
Yeah.
So, like, this was going to be, like, kind of a small cameo role.
What
but
was
then...
that first movie that she came back in, like...
Home Fries.
No, that Home Fries was later. I don't remember, because Mad Love was the same year.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah.
Boys on the Side?
Yeah, it might have been
something like that.
Yeah.
So she was becoming a big star again, so I guess this was initially supposed to be, like, a small role, but, like, in the theater, like... Absolutely everyone was like, is that Drew Barrymore?
Is that Drew Barrymore and Debbie Mazar?
Yeah.
Like, they are not even here. Like, they're not the same level of, like, of sidekick.
Famous? No.
Yeah. Like, it's just a weird, I don't know.
She was
weird.
In Goodfellas.
Yeah. Debbie Mazar.
Sure is.
She was in Goodfellas. That is true. She was, her big return movie was Wayne's World 2. Where she played Bjergen Kjergen.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
she does.
Oh, wow, yeah.
No, but also it was, then she was in Bad Girls and then Boys on the Side.
That's right. Bad Girls.
So Boys on the Side and Mad Love and then Batman Forever. So
Mad Love with Chris O'Donnell.
Yeah, I was going to say Chris O'Donnell in that shit.
All right.
Also playing Robin.
They were both Robin in that movie.
Yeah. Tom and Jeff watch Mad Love.
That's that it, we will watch that.
We
right?
were going
that's
to watch
the name
this.
Of yes. a. That's the name of a the first Harley Quinn and Joker story. It's literally called Mad Love.
Perfect.
So basically, Riddler shows up, crashes Two-Face's dinner, which seems awful.
A terrible thing to do.
It seems like a terrible thing to do. He's just like, let me live for a minute. And he immediately starts sort of talking shit.
Yeah, he kind of starts riffing again.
He's like, let me just talk. Like, if Tommy Lee Jones was probably like, I wish this was a real gun.
Oh, yeah.
And basically, he yells, does anyone else feel like a fried egg? And I was like, why are you yelling?
Yeah.
Why are you doing this?
It's just us here.
And what's that even mean?
Like, yeah.
No. No one feels that way.
Your brain on drugs commercial.
So just the kill the bat sure. thing. You steal.
Kill the bat.
You steal capital from me and I'll help you discover right, Batman's yeah. identity. He flips the coin and then we have the diamond heist. And then we have karate laundry. Oh,
karate laundry.
Why does that happen?
Well, what if Batman needs to fight the launderer? It was a guy who used to just run books for the mob, but then he discovered that he could.
Ben Affleck in The Accountant. Yeah.
He fell into a vat of laundry.
Came out, you can call me the launderer. No, you're Ron Henderson. I remember you were a bookie for the mob.
Your clothes are very clean, though.
It does karate laundry, which is one of those scenes where you're like, does anybody like this scene? Did anybody that was making it just be like, no, this is gonna be
I don't be yeah one. I mean, I remember it getting a big laugh in the theater, but yeah, I don't
what was he trying to prove?
That he didn't need anybody to. I mean, this.
Like,
I have
you
a whole,
can you can prove that without going that all he, fucking flash dance on your laundry.
That he can wreck his clothes.
He can beat the shit out of the laundry. I have a whole bit on this.
I remember.
You
it.
Do. Yeah. So. I remember what that's. That was the first thing I thought of when I saw that. I was like, oh, yeah, Tom. Tom's got the whole bit about this.
And then we have after that we have an equal scene, which is the casino robbery. Where,
oh yeah.
Where the Riddler is like, hey, Two-Face, teach me how to punch a guy. And then Two-Face, these guys are just standing there waiting to be obliterated. And
yeah.
So there's a deleted scene where, because Riddler, like Two-Face drills a dude and he drops. And then Riddler tries to punch a guy and he hurts his hand. And then I guess in the deleted scene, he just beats the guy with his cane. Just like savagely beats him with his cane. It's,
oh, wow.
It's pretty, should it be in there?
Yeah.
I like when they're driving away and Jim Carrey's counting the money and he gets to like 200,000 and he's like, I've lost count. And it's like, that's not a lot for robbing a casino.
Yeah, right.
They should have more than that.
They should have more than like a quarter of $1 million.
Significantly more money.
$50 million.
So then we have like the news. GNN is like, this, you know, we have this green suited menace that has people call, you know, his Gothamites are calling the Riddler. It's like, no, he's calling himself.
Right.
That.
Yeah. And it's like his habit of leaving clues at it puzzles that is seen as Gothamites calling him the Riddler. It's like
he's
he
only
calls
been
himself
leaving,
that.
And he's only been leaving clues for Bruce Wayne.
That, I mean, that we see. Maybe he's been leaving clues at his robberies. But yeah, it's so weird that it's like that line. It's like, no, he's explicitly calling himself the Riddler.
Yeah.
Like that's.
It's like when somebody
have agreed to call him the Riddler.
It's like when
it's
somebody
on all his cards.
When an Andy goes to college and he's like, my friends call me Drew the first year, and everyone's like,
fuck out of
like
my face,
Drew.
Andy.
And then he comes back home that summer and he's like, I go by Drew now, and everyone's like, shut up, Andy.
fuck out of here, Andy.
I have a friend who's like, she's like an actress, and I've always known her as Katie, and she's like, it's actually Catherine now, and I'm like, I'll try, but.
There's no
like
promises.
There's like two decades
of programming up in here.
Yeah. I can't undo 26 years of Katie all of a sudden.
Yeah, I had that with a friend who I had known Robbie all growing up, and he comes back, it's Rob. Now I'm like,
no, it's not.
Maybe to new people.
I'll do my best, man.
The first time I met cracked writer Louis Prada, he was like, it's Luis. And I was like, no, it's not. It's been Louis in my head this whole time. Crazy if you think it's Luis now.
That's not happening.
You are not that.
Yeah.
And God forbid if I meet someone named Phoebe, because she's Pahoaba.
Siobhan, goddamn.
Oh, man. Once, yeah.
Shivon.
Sioban?
Siobhan as a name to me, like, I was like maybe in my 20s before I figured that name out.
Yeah.
Siobhan. I've never met somebody named Siobhan.
The fuck is that?
When I was a kid, I learned Phoebe, and I felt betrayed by English. I felt fucking betrayed about Phoebe.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not that name.
I feel that way about the word facade.
Mm.
I was deep into my 20s, at least, before I stopped reading that as fake hate in books.
It's a joke in My Fellow Americans.
Is it?
Yeah. John Hurt is the dumb vice president who was acting the whole time because he wanted to be president. He's like, see, everybody thinks I'm this big dummy. They don't know. It was all a big facade.
There it is. I was Ari and Arai. The word Arai. I knew the word Arai, but when I read it, it was Ari.
Yeah.
To me. Like, things went Ari. That doesn't seem wrong.
Sounds like a thing that things would do.
Hey, gentlemen, guess what?
That's a sode.
That's a sode.
We've reached the end of part one of
Car Bear Forever.
People don't know this is two movies.
Car Bear Forever.
Batman Forever and Batman Forever and Ever.
Batman Forever Part 2.
Batman Foreverest. It's mostly a climbing movie. Fuck, man. Oh.
Yeah.
Next, let me tell you something, okay? Mm-hmm. You're probably listening to this on SoundCloud. This is a free episode.
On Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to free podcasts.
Well, guess what? We've got an episode coming up next week that you can only hear. It's a Patreon exclusive, available on Gamefully Unemployed, patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed.
Yeah.
You should check that shit out where Please you can do. See Tom Jeff. Adam, what do you got to plug?
I do that to people sometimes, too. Two-part episode, put the second part on Patreon.
You know, the first
Fuck
taste
you,
is free.
Motherfuckers.
I mean, this is a great free episode.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing
money's just, worth.
Yeah.
I did it on a two-part episode about the JFK assassination. Never going to know how
Did
that
ends. Did you leave
ends,
it right before the
audience.
Assassination?
Yeah.
Tune in next week to find out what happens to JFK.
Check out patreon.com/unpops.
Edit that out, Brett.
Or check out any of the... We do a bunch of podcasts, Unpopular Opinion, but also Conspiracy the Show, Pretty Scary, things like that.
Yeah.
No.
Give it a listen, you
I'm
man.
Out.
Stop it, Jeff.
Also, we have new t-shirt designs, Jeff. I don't know if you've seen them because they're so brand new.
I'm aware of some of them that were being converted.
Yes. We have brand new t-shirt designs for Tom and Jeff Watch Batman.
What do we got?
We got Trash Bullock.
We got Trash Bullock.
We got Gotham Strong.
Gotham Strong and Trash Bullock.
We got the Hench App.
We have the Hench App one,
Hench
too?
App, yeah.
Oh, I like that. Oh, that's great.
So all three of those are like brand new, so you can head out over to our store at tpublic.com/store/gamefullyunemployed to check those out.
And you should.
All right, let's get that line. Oh, wait, you probably have something.
Wow.
You probably have stuff.
Holy
Doesn't
shit.
Matter.
Check out Mint on Card the second Friday of every month at Blast from the Past on Magnolia in Burbank. Also, listen to Sideshow with Jeff May through Sideshow Collectibles, available where all podcasts are sold for free.
Edit that out, Brett.
Keep it in, Brett, as well as YouTube. And
I edit these.
Go ahead and edit that out.
Brett, get Tom to edit that out, please. check out all the stuff you do. Support fucking comedy. I don't know. Go to bed. Bye.
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 I've really got to get you out of those clothes.
Excuse me?
And into a black dress. Tell me, Doctor, do you like the circus?
Our artwork is produced by Justin Brown. You can follow him on Twitter at Justin T. Brown and find more of his artwork at artnessbyjustinbrown.com and justinbrown.info.